All right. Good morning. All right. Well, we are so glad that you are here this morning. We are going to do something a little bit different this morning. You know, we're kind of a little different group anyway, right? We kind of gather in different ways than most that gather as the church on a Sunday morning, and we love that aspect about us. But we really believe in walking with God, and that might sound foreign to some of you. You could ask the question, do we believe God speaks to us? And we believe the answer is yes in that. There's certain things that he puts inside your spirit and your mind that you just know. And so this week, I told some of our friends that are out here, I said, I feel like God is leading us to do something a little different this week. And I know some of you are so kind in listening as God shares on a Sunday morning, whether it be through me or someone else. But this morning, that's going to happen a little bit differently. And so we ask you not to tune out in this, but that we just trust God has a reason for it. So I've got a few friends, Charlie over here, Charlie Wade. He is a Kentucky Wildcat fan. He's excited that they actually have started winning in football. Daryl over here, Daryl. Y'all know Daryl. Brantley, our friend John, Stephen, and Jack, and myself. We all are armed with a Bible. And we are in Psalm 54 today, so rather than me standing up here and just sharing from Psalm 54, I want you to kind of let some of these guys come around. You come around them, just a couple. There's no certain size of that group, but we're just going to read that short psalm. It's only 7 verses. We're going to read that psalm together. If you have any questions or if there's something that comes about you want to say, if there's a prayer request, any of that stuff, we're going to do it that way today. And so our hope in this is that we believe so much that this is a family, that sometimes in this family gathering, you have one person standing and sharing all the stuff. And we believe that an idea of a family sitting and gathering around a table, that there's something cool about conversation together. It's an intimate thing, and so that's what we want today. So I'm going to let my good friend, Brother John, he's going to come. You've seen John out here before. You don't see him a lot, and that's not because he doesn't want to be here. If he was here in the United States all the time, John would be here. He's here in spirit, and we believe in him and his life and the way he lives, but he travels abroad. He's out a lot of times in other places around the entire globe. And so when he's home, he's here, and he loves being here. So I've asked him to pray and bless today. And so y'all listen to Brother John as he does that, and then we'll gather there with a few of us, share that time together. And that's not a one-sided conversation. The person that has their Bible open reads that, they're not the only one that has to say something. You feel led to say something, you say it, okay? That's what families do. They work things out together, all right? So, John, you come lead us in prayer, and we'll get started with that.
Thanks. Let's pray together. Father, as we look around us today, we realize that all of this beauty, the blue skies, Father, not only was it created in your thoughts, but God, you created it for us to experience. So we thank you for that and the love that's just in that. We thank you for being able to come to a place. We thank you for the food that we've been able to have and already been able to talk with one another, not just about things, but God, we've been able to talk about you and what you mean to us. We thank you for that. Now, Father, we just ask you, in this time, we pray simply your kingdom come and your will be done. Father, that we experience not church today, but we experience your kingdom here today, right now. Father, as we walk away today, we pray that we are not the same as what we were when we walked up. As we look to your word, we not to want to only read words, but we want to hear from you how we can know you better and be better children. So, Father, when we leave here today, we want to be a better steward, your better child, your better representative to those that need to hear you this coming week. So, Father, now we pray you have your way during this time. Bless each one as we hear your word and we worship you together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. Thank you, John. So, my friends are kind of gathered around. You come to them, they'll come to you. We're just getting groups and see where God leads that, okay? All right, so you get with one of these folks and we'll share some time together, all right? Love you guys. Hey, y'all. All right, I'm going to close us in prayer for this week. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of this day. Thank you for the everybody here. Thank you for just the psalm that we read today about calling on upon you when everything seems like it's against us this week, Father. I just pray that we turn to you. I know it's hard. We all go in our separate ways, and we feel like that these things feel like words, but remind us these are not words. This is deep. These are things that you gave to us as a gift to refresh our hearts this week. Just help us to be kind to one another, see each other as God sees them. Help us to see ourselves as God sees us. Lead, guide, and direct us in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.